Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Well, well, it looks as if we have a visitor in the studio today. The little old man with white whiskers coming this way. Wonder what he wants.
Hello there, young fella. Are you the man who tells all the boys and girls about that breakfast dish, Wheaties?
That's me, all right.
Well, you're just the fella I want to see. My name's Thomas, Doubting Thomas, they call me. My business is doubting things.
You mean you make a business of doubting everything you hear?
That's right, young fella. And I've got a lot of followers, too. Boys and girls who doubt things just like I do. That's what I want to see you about. I understand you've been telling a lot of my young friends that Wheaties are extra nourishing. You say that Wheaties give you more nourishment than many other whole wheat breakfast cereals do. Now, I doubt that. How can Wheaties be more nourishing than some other whole wheat dish?
Listen, old-timer. When you walk into a store and look at an automobile or a bicycle or a suit of clothes, how do you make up your mind to buy it?
Well, I look for the one that gives me the most for my money.
Okay. And you're getting more for your money in real champion nourishment when you buy Wheaties. Did you ever hear of vitamin B1? That's a vitamin you and I and everyone else can't get along without.
Vitamin B1, eh? I doubt that. What's it good for?
We need vitamin B1 for good appetite and to help keep our nervous system in good working order. Those toasted Wheaties flakes with the extra good flavor give you every bit of the vitamin B1 found in the natural wheat grain.
All right, I'll believe you there, but I doubt that Wheaties give you more vitamin B1 than other wheat cereals do.
Well, here's the answer to that. You know, whole wheat is naturally rich in vitamin B1. But when we harvest it and cook it and transform it into foods we like to eat, lots of that important vitamin B1 may be lost. Now, Wheaties are made by a special process. They're guaranteed to give you all of wheat's vitamin B1, extra nourishment you don't get from lots of other wheat foods.
Oh, doggone it, young fella. Every time I get set to doubt something you say about Wheaties, you come up with a fact to prove that Wheaties are extra good. Looks like I got to try Wheaties myself.
Yes, sir, and I'm advising every fellow and girl who wants an extra good supply of bodybuilding nourishment, the kind champion athletes need, to eat Wheaties for breakfast every morning. Remember, Wheaties are extra nourishing. A real champion breakfast for you. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. This is an exciting moment for the crew of the schooner Spindrift. The Spindrift is anchored right over Professor Loring's yacht where it sank on a submerged reef in the Sulu Sea. Jack and Uncle Jim are commencing diving operations to recover the precious uranium-235 from the sunken yacht. Billy and the Filipino Michelle are at the cranks of the air pump on deck, and Betty is keeping a sharp lookout around the shimmering horizon for any sign of the power schooner Black Shark, which is following them to steal the uranium. Right now, Uncle Jim has just descended below the surface of the sea, and Jack, hidden in his diving suit, is standing on the rope ladder over the side of the schooner, waiting for Uncle Jim to reach the bottom. Uncle Jim and Jack and Billy can talk to each other by means of a three-way telephone set contained in each diving suit. Listen.
Are we pumping enough air to you, Jack?
I'm all right, but I'm not underwater yet, Billy. So ask Uncle Jim. He must be down to the ship by this time.
I'm getting plenty of air under my helmet, Billy.
Shall I come on down now, Uncle Jim?
Just a minute, Jack. Wait till I get a foothold on this sloping deck.
This is great, Jack, being able to talk to you and Uncle Jim. It's almost as exciting as being down there myself.
I'm glad I can talk to you, Billy. I won't feel so cut off. Shall I come down now, Uncle Jim?
All right, Jack. Come on down. But be careful. When you get to the end of the rope ladder, let yourself down by the line. And be sure and always keep to the right of me, so our airlines won't get fouled.
I'll be careful about that, Uncle Jim. Well, Billy, here I go under the ocean. Don't you and Michelle forget to keep that air pump going.
Yeah, and don't you forget to tell us what you see in that wrecked ship, Jack.
Are you coming, Jack? I'm at the end of the rope ladder now, Uncle Jim. I'm just sliding down the line.
I'll wait here until you join me,
plenty of slack in that air hose, Billy.
Betty is paying out the slack, Jack. She's giving you plenty. Are you all the way down to the wreck yet?
Almost. Hand down now, Billy. I'm standing on the deck of the sunken ship.
Can you balance yourself all right, Jack? It's a little bit hard at first.
I'm getting the knack of it, Uncle Jim. Hey, it is hard to walk about, especially when everything is so sloping.
Can you see way down there, Jack?
I can see Uncle Jim, Billy. He looks like an underwater monster with bubbles squirting up from his helmet.
You look rather handsome yourself, Jack, in that diving suit. Have you got your balance now? Can you walk around all right?
I think so, Uncle Jim. I can certainly stay upright. The lead shoes keep my feet down, and the air in my helmet keeps my head up.
We'd better try to get inside the ship now, Jack, and see if we can find the box that contains the uranium-235.
But how will we know when we find it, Uncle Jim?
We'll know it by its weight, Jack. It'll weigh a ton or more.
Boy, that uranium-235 must be plenty heavy.
It's one of the heaviest of all elements, Jack. But that's not what will make the box weigh so much. It's the lead sheathing inside the box that'll make it heavy.
Where should we look first, Uncle Jim?
We look in the captain's cabin, Jack. That's where anything valuable can be kept.
I can see the wheelhouse of the ship, Uncle Jim. The captain's cabin ought to be just aft of the wheelhouse.
That'd be my guess, Jack. We'll have to enter by the wheelhouse. We'll walk along the deck until we get there. Remember, always to keep on my right. Come on.
You certainly can't walk fast underwater, can you, Uncle Jim? I hope we don't have to fight off any sharks.
If we see any sign of a shark, Jack, we'll duck into one of these cabins that face out on deck.
Here we are at the door to the wheelhouse, Uncle Jim. But it's shut, and I can't punch the door handle.
It's all rusted from the salt water, Jack. I've hit it a few times with my axe. Look out. Don't get too close to me. They aren't very heavy bullets, Jack. You can't swing an axe with any force underwater.
Just the same, you've broken the lock, Uncle Jim. Here, I can swing the door open slowly.
That's fine, Jack. I'll go in the wheelhouse first. You follow me. We'll soon see if the uranium's in the captain's cabin.
Shall I come in now, Uncle Jim?
Come in, Jack, but watch your airline. Don't let it snag against the cabin as you come in.
Billy, are you still listening?
Jumping, Jiminy, yes. What's the matter down there?
I need more slack in my airline. Tell Betty to pay it out. Lots of it.
Jack needs more slack in the airline, Betty. Pay it out. Hey, you better give Uncle Jim plenty, too.
I'm coming in now, Uncle Jim. Hey, it's dark in here. I can't see through the water at all.
We'll need that underwater flashlight now, Jack. Unhook it from your belt and flash it around.
Here it is. Yeah, that's better. Works fine down here under the water, doesn't it? Say, Uncle Jim, there's a door leading aft from the wheelhouse. Maybe the captain's cabin is there.
We'll soon see, Jack. Just a minute. Look, I'll have to batter it open with the axe. Look out. Now, Jack, lend a hand and we'll see if we can both push it open.
All right, Uncle Jim. It's hard to push with much force underwater. Boy, she is stuck.
We've almost got her, Jack. One more big shove.
She still won't budge. Stick the edge of the axe in the door jamb, Uncle Jim. Maybe we can pry it open.
I'll try it. That's better. She's opening a little. Now let's both push. Brace yourself against the foot of the shark head. There we are. She's open.
Jack, Uncle Jim.
What's the matter, Billy?
Betty has just seen something on the horizon. It looked as though a ship of some kind is coming this way.
Does she look like the black shark, Billy? Has she any sail up?
Well, she hasn't any sail up, Jack, and she's too far away to see if she's a schooner or not. Betty has just gone below to get the binoculars. Here she comes now. I'll let you know what she looks like in just a second.
What are we
there now, Uncle Jim? Oh, boy. Does that air feel good?
Are you all right now, Jack?
Yeah, I feel like a million now, Billy. I had a bad moment there for a while. Tell Betty to pay out some more airline. I don't think she gave me quite enough slack.
Okay. Jack wants more slack in his airline, Betty. Michelle is climbing aboard now.
If you feel all right, Jack, let's start looking for the uranium. Flash your light inside the captain's cabin.
I feel fine, Uncle Jim. Look outside the wheelhouse.
What's the trouble, Jack? What do you see down there?
It's a shark, Billy.
A shark?
A real seagoing shark, Billy.
Holy smoke, how big is he, Jack?
He's too big to suit me. He must be 12 feet long.
But where is he? Is he outside the wreck?
He's swimming about slowly, Billy. He's outside the wheelhouse. He's swimming about on deck.
Billy, tell Michelle to throw the line with a grappling iron overboard. Maybe the grappling iron will frighten the shark.
Michelle, Uncle Jim said to throw the grappling iron overboard. That may scare the shark away. He's going to do it, Uncle Jim.
Good. The shark swims into the wheelhouse, Jack. We'll slip into the captain's cabin.
Here comes the grappling iron, Jack.
Say, tell Michelle he made a swell shot. He almost hooked the shark with it. Tell him to move it up and down.
Okay. Move the grappling iron up and down, Michelle. Jack says it's right next to the shark.
Billy, I think he scared the shark with it. He did it. The shark is swimming away like mad. He's gone.
But he may come back, Jack. We have to hurry before the black shark gets here. Let's go inside this cabin and see if we can find the uranium 235.
Boy, it isn't all fun exploring that sunken ship in a diving suit. And if that shark comes back, Jack and Uncle Jim are going to have a time getting back on board the Spindrift, too. And if they find the precious uranium and get back on board the Spindrift, there's still the power schooner Black Shark to contend with. Chapato and Blackbeard and that bunch aren't going to let that uranium get away from them now if they can help it. Believe me, there's some special excitement ahead, and you won't want to miss it. So be on hand, all of you, at the same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Adventure of the Sunken Reef with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, if you get hungry along about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, there's just one thing to do. Help yourself to a big bowl of Wheaties when you get home from school. Wheaties and milk. Boy, that's my idea of a real champion afternoon lunch. Try it yourself and see if I'm not right. I hope you've got plenty of Wheaties on hand.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just fine.